says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks.
I can plow a field all day long. I can.
You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon. Here on July 6th, 2016. In our Monday through Friday live show, we're on 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and we have a sixth show on Sunday, a two-hour show from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and it may be extended. It's possible we may go to a three-hour show. We did last Sunday, but we've been on for years, actually, with a 3 to 5 p.m. American Freedom Party report on Sundays. All of these shows sponsored by that self-same American Freedom Party. And I'd like you to, when you get a chance, take a look at our website, which is theamericanfreedomparty.us. We have folks well known to you among the directors, like Dr. Kevin B. McDonald, who is the editor of the OccidentalObserver.net, the finest webzine on the web, and also the editor of the Occidental Quarterly, the finest paper publication that you can read now. He's among our directors, Dr. Tom Sunek, great speaker and writer based in Europe. And take a look at the ideas of the American Freedom Party, which we'll be talking about here in this show. And if you like what we're doing, consider becoming a member. It's easy. It's not a big deal. $25 makes you a member every year, and new or renewing. And we could sure use your help in building a small alternative political party that espouses the sort of things that the Trump phenomenon, the Trump revolution, has brought out of the blue onto the American political scene from the top rather than from the little grassroots efforts that we've been engaged in for decades now. It's kind of a long speech about that. We've got with us today, I'm not sure who the engineer has lined up, Paul. We are seeking to have Paul Fromm from Canada.
Yes, I'm ready and reporting for duty.
Okay, Paul, great. All of this is taken care of, folks, by the great engineers at the Republic Broadcasting Network, so that I, as the host, couldn't be done solo. It's impossible. So having a radio network is so critical to the effect that we're able to achieve here, bringing folks like Paul Fromm on. And George, are you with us from Maryland?
George here.
Okay. So by the magic of network radio, the engineers there in Austin, Texas, have brought the three of us together, and they will bring you into the conversation as well. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And if you haven't called into the show, consider calling tonight. I know it's fun to listen to the great callers we have, but we need you too. So call in, and folks would like to hear what you have to say. Well, what we'll be covering, Paul and George, I'm going to play a little bit of audio at the beginning of the show to give you two gentlemen something to comment upon. And also to bring the folks up to date on the Trump phenomenon in the last 24 hours. Donald Trump made an appearance earlier today in Cincinnati, Ohio, a magnificent appearance. He was introduced by his top advisor, Stephen Miller. You've heard him before. I'm going to play you, let's see how much audio. I'm going to play a little more than 2 minutes of audio from Stephen Miller. He was brilliant today in Cincinnati. Then I'm going to play you a longer clip, longer than I usually play, of Donald Trump. And I, in this, let me see, how much Trump am I going to play? I'd start, it's going to be really about 10 minutes of Donald Trump, if I can get it all in. And in that 10 minutes, Donald Trump displays the most amazing mastery of public speaking that you're going to hear. He takes this audience and walks them through 10 different subjects in 10 minutes, has tremendous, well, you'll hear it, just brilliant. Now, the audio for Stephen Miller is great. The audio deteriorated at this event for some reason. Somebody unplugged the wire somewhere. So we go from the great, from the mic audio of Stephen Miller to ambient audio. Somebody must have lost the main mic feed. And so the sound gets a little bit shaky with the Donald Trump segment. But just listen more closely and you'll be able to make out what Donald Trump's saying. Let's first go to Stephen Miller. Here he is today in Cincinnati.
Where your wages have been stuck flat and where your horizons seem to get narrower and narrower, the beautiful and wonderful and glorious thing is that a man is running for president who's going to change everything.
Everything.
A man is running for president who's going to make sure that America does great things again. And it does it for the people. It does it for you. America is going to repay you for your loyalty. America is going to repay you for your hard work, for your patriotism, for your sacrifice. Because there is no country without the people. You are the heartbeat of this nation. You are the pulse of our republic. You are what make America a country. And for the first time in many years, come November, it's going to be your country once again.
Yeah, he got it. He nailed it.
Because we are not going to let somebody become president who is willing to sell out our security and our safety and our secrets for a little bit of cash like Hillary Clinton. We're not going to elect somebody. We're not going to elect somebody who is going to allow our border to remain open, refugees to pour in, taxes to go up, the debt to soar, crime to go higher and higher and higher, and the quality of living for our people to diminish year after year after year after year after year. No, we're going to send a man to the White House who is going to make America great again. And he's going to restore honesty and dignity and truth to our government again. And he's going to make sure that our leaders are public servants again, who serve under you, not rule over you. We are going to have one set of laws that apply equally to every single person in this country. No one is beneath our laws, and no one is above them.
For lack of time, I'm going to turn Stephen Miller. The line, Paul, I liked the most was that you're going to come November 8th, you're going to have your country back again.
Oh, that is so powerful. And so needed. You know, this is, I think America's being starved for real leadership. And you know, this is not another sad choice between, or among the lesser of many evils. This is not another vapid Mitt Romney. You know, this is a real man, a real leader.
Now, the next, so true. Now, the next segment I'm going to play for you is Donald Trump himself. And in this 10 minutes, as much of it as I can get in, Donald Trump talks, he talks about his children in a very warm way, talks about his family, his wife, his sisters, his living brother, and his dead brother, Freddie. He talks about Hillary. He talks about the dishonest, horrible people in the press. That was his phrase. He talks about Obama. He talks about European nationalism and Brexit. The email indictment, the tarmac meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch. He covers all of these things. He weaves them all together. He tells a wonderful, colorful story about his golf course in Turnberry, Scotland. And let's listen to the master. Here he goes in just this clip. This is vintage Donald Trump. No script. He's just talking off the cuff, and he has the audience spellbound. Here he goes. Let's see. Well, let me find a spot here, first of all, timeline. Here we are at, let's see here. Here we are at, almost got it. Bingo. Here we go. The audio is a little bit shaky, so you have to listen more carefully.
My boy, my boy Turner, 4 or 5 years ago. And we do this massive renovation, just like we're going to be opening the old post office in October. We're a year ahead of schedule. I could open it sooner, but I want to get it as close to the election as possible. Does that make sense? I can open it in August. I'm delaying the opening. Because I want it to be so close, because when I open it, even if I delay it a month or two, the hotel's going to open soon. But I want to say, we're more than a year ahead of schedule, and we're under budget, and the product is even better than I said it was. But they won't say we're on the budget. They won't say we're ahead of schedule. That's okay. People know. But what happened is we have children. And I want to support my children. I think I should have been. And I want to support them. So I put Eric Trump like individual things. Ivanka's been great. Don's been great. Tiffany's just starting now. She just is graduating from college. Barron has great potential. But he's dead. Yeah. He's got great potential. But I put my children as they grow a little bit older in charge of different genes. And I put Eric in charge of the Great Turnbergs in Scotland, where they home of the British Open, which now they call the Open Championship. And Eric spent the last year going back and forth. He spent 2 days over there, then come back, and go back and fight with contractors, and he got great contractors, and they did an unbelievable job. I've been hearing about it. So I said, you know, I go over there, and these dishonest, horrible human beings are going to say, Trump went over to play golf, Trump in the middle of a campaign, I can't do that. But I have to support my children, right? You eat it if you want to. So I said, you know what, I'm going to fly over, I'm going to fly back, and I want to support myself. So what happened? Just to show you how dishonest Hillary Clinton is and the press. So I go out, we have the bagpipes, we have everything, we have a ribbon cutting on the 90, on the beautiful 90 overlooking the ocean, and the beautiful light. That's one of the greatest horses anywhere in the world. We rebuilt the horse, we rebuilt everything, we rebuilt the hotel, that's great. And that was the day that Europe had the big turn where UK left, right? They left. Somebody with touch. We have horrible people that have no touch, no brain, no nothing. So you have Obama saying, if that happens, they're going to go to the back of the line. I would say, I think Obama might have been the reason that they broke away. He doesn't help them. He actually said that the UK is going to the back of the line. Not a nice thing. Can you imagine if I said that? The back of the line? Oh, would I be killed for that sin? So he said they go to the back of the line. Okay. Bottom line is, I used to ask me a lot of times. I said, I think they're going to break away. I think they want their independence. I think they're going to break away. I see what's happening with the migration. I see where countries are being forced against their will to take these people that don't want them. And instead of building these wonderful places where they can ultimately go back to their homeland, where they want to be anyway, they'll just be forced. Germany is a disaster right now. Sweden, parts of Sweden. I mean, things are really bad. So I said, I think they're going to... And by the way, the odds were 20% that I'd be right. 20%. Because they said, it's not going to happen. They're going to approve. That's going to be the end of that. I was right. They broke away. They broke away. I was right. And then the next day they said, oh, Trump was right. The same thing could happen in the United States. Let me tell you, I'm going to be right a second time.
Now, I'll pause it there. Paul, were you able to hear that? Do you understand?
Yes, no, that came across loud and clear.
Okay, well, folks, I just, you know, I'm going to pause it right there, and then we're going to go to George and Paul and your calls. And what I, you know, if the audio was better, you'd appreciate it much more. It's terrible audio there. But Donald Trump just took the audience, you know, in the palm of his hand on an odyssey. In the next couple of minutes, he's only been talking there for 3-4 minutes. But he's talked about the refugee invasion. He's talked about Brexit. He's talked about taking our country back. He's talked about his solution, which is to build safe zones. I don't know if you caught that. He said the thing to do with these refugees is build safe zones in their countries.
Yeah.
And let them stay. And then he says, where they want to be anyway. Well, that's not where they want to be, but that's the little dirty secret. They want to be here. But
well, actually, James, he's partly right. Canada, once the trust fund kid got elected last October, went on an orgy of trying to bring in Syrians. We brought in over 25,000. And here's the big laugh. There are about 3 million Syrians that have fled to Turkey, Jordan, Lebanon, and basically those, and Egypt. When our scouts went over there, 96% said they didn't want to come to Canada, and they gave reasons like, "Well, I'd like to live with fellow Arabs," or when all this is over, I'd like to go back to my country and help rebuild it. Now, of course, so we wonder what we're getting with the remaining 4-6%. I mean, people who didn't want to go back and build their country, and it's bizarre. But I think a lot of these folks would probably prefer to live there. I think it's super wrong to be bringing them here.
That's a very interesting result that the people on interview, this is new information for me, thank you, on interview, these people said, no, we'd rather be here. So actually, you're probably getting the biggest misfits, the most dysfunctional people who don't function in their own society. Wow, what a nice screening that is. We get the worst of the worst.
We get the traumatized and the screw-ups. Well, what I can understand, there might be some who are genuinely fleeing from battle. But why, when you see the people pouring into Europe, the so-called refugees, many of them came from Syria. Well, why weren't they? And they're young men. They're men in their 18 to the 35. Why aren't they doing what young men normally do in bad situations, and that's to fight for their country? Why are they skedaddling to Europe? Is it the cowards, the losers, the slackers, and maybe even the criminals that are coming here? Well, I don't think we should have to find out. I think Donald Trump's absolutely right. We've suggested from the beginning that we should contribute more to the refugee camps in Turkey and Jordan, help these people out. But don't bring them here.
Yeah. Very good. Some other references that he made here, that it goes very quickly. He moves through material. He doesn't finish his sentence. Notice his rhetorical style, what I just did right there. He doesn't finish his sentences. He's expecting you, and you're enjoying it, to finish the sentences for him. He throws the idea out there, enough of it that you get the picture. Then, as a great painter of words that he is, he just skips over, slaps another color on the canvas, and he has you spellbound. He talked about something called the old post office. Now, get ready for this. We'll be covering that here on this show. Donald Trump, among the dozens and hundreds of projects he has going right now, he has already finished. He announced it. He let that out of the bag right here. He said, I've already finished the old post office in Washington, D.C., and I could open it right now. He's delaying the opening for drama so that he can show the country this magnificent 5-star hotel built in the old post office building in Washington, D.C. I'll complete this thought right after this break, and we'll go to some calls from you. Stay tuned, folks.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Something happening here, what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, folks. And the boy, there's just, as always, with this short show and the huge topic we're trying to cover, there's not enough time. I'm told by the engineer that the genius founder, I'm sorry to embarrass you, John, founder of the Republic Broadcasting Network would like to come on the air with us. John, are you there?
I am here, James. If I'm all of that, why am I not the Donald's pick for VP?
He's huddling now. He's huddling now.
Yeah. I see what he's huddling around, and I ain't liking it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think that's one of the things you wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
I know. One of the folks we're a little nervous about is Newt Gingrich.
A little nervous. People should be thinking about changing their underwear. Are you kidding me? He's a ringer. Look, guys, I know this is a short show, so I'm not going to take up a whole lot of time. I just want to make people aware that there is actually a direct way that you can contact the Trump campaign. And this is off of their website. And this is paid for by Donald J. Trump for president. Okay? And you can get in touch with them by filling out the little form below. And, yeah, you got to use your real name and a real email and a phone number and a state and all that stuff. But, hell, we're already on so many lists anyhow. What does it matter?
Now, is this at DonaldJTrump.com?
This is DonaldTrump.com.
No J in there.
No.
All one word?
All one word.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
Well, and that is the Donald Trump, or I'm sorry, Donald J. Trump. You're right. I misread it. DonaldJTrump.com/contact. It will ask you for the information. And you have an opportunity to leave a comment. And this is my comment. I was a Ron Paul supporter for both of his POTUS runs. I got to know him pretty well over an 8-year period. I believe he would be the correct pick for VP, Mr. Trump. If you are serious about making this country the best it can be, you have to dump the Fed Reserve system. And I don't care how you do it, but make him the vice president. Ron was scared that they would kill him if he got the position. Well, you've seen for yourself the firsthand the powers that be coming against you. It would be a hard sell for the president and the VP would meet some unfortunate situation that would prevent either of you from completing your terms. The ringer Newt would be a perfect setup to derail what I think you're intending on doing, probably your best life insurance policy. He knows D.C. in and out, inside and out. He is honest, and the base he would bring in would pretty much be a slam dunk. By the way, hint, he was on the House Banking Committee. It would be a 1-2 punch to start the fight in earnest, and we, the American people, are prepared, no matter what the cost, to win this one for all the marbles. That was my comment to the Trump campaign. Yeah, Newt Gingrich, seriously? Oh, my God. That'd be a perfect setup. I mean, he'd have health problems, or he'd get a phone call one day and say, Mr. Trump, you know, you're going to have some health problems, and your vice president, Newt Gingrich, the guy that you had so much confidence in, he's going to take over. Anybody that doubts that the fix is in, all they had to do is watch the Hillary Clinton and Mr. Comey cuddling up.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Gentlemen, I thank you so much. By the way, who's George in Maryland?
I'm George in Maryland.
George?
That's my nom de guerre, and let's keep it that way.
Well, but I've always been fascinated. You know, if we're going to be out there and in their grill, so to speak, in their face, we always use last names. Maybe we can call you George Trump.
George Trump works for me. I am now George Trump.
There you go. No relation, but George Trump from Maryland. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you, John. That was a very eloquent message that you sent. That's going to get read. Well, folks, the so many good things happening. Right after this break, I'm going to come back to the latest Pat Buchanan column. Just touch on it. It's brilliant. And we've got a phone caller, Anonymous. John, there you go. Anonymous in Virginia is calling. And we'll talk to you, Anonymous, right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see.
That's you, folks. You're tuned into the Trump phenomenon. You know, in our lifetimes, you only run into or meet a very few people of complete geniuses. Donald Trump is one of these. Merle Haggard is one of these. And I barely got a chance to give you a feel for Donald Trump's display of that today in his speech in Cincinnati. I'm going to have to cut away from that and not play the rest of it for you. We're going to run out of time. But he brought his son, his 6 foot six son, Eric, up on the stage. His flair for drama and showmanship and communicating, just like Merle Haggard. When Merle Haggard would bring his ex-wife, Bonnie Owens, up on the stage, people in the audience would just be crying with just the eloquence the understanding of life of Merle Haggard. Donald Trump has the very same thing. So you'll have to listen to it, enjoy it for yourself. You're also going to have to read this Pat Buchanan column and enjoy it for yourself. But let me just give you a couple of sentences, and maybe you can infer how brilliant this whole thing is. He says today, he writes today, quote, nativism, xenophobia, or worse, is behind the triumph of Brexit and the support for Donald Trump, railed President Barack Obama in Ottawa. Obama believes that resistance to transformational change in the character and identity of countries of the West from immigration can only be the product of sick minds or sick hearts. According to the New York Times, he will spend the last months of his presidency battling, quote, the nativism and nationalism, unquote, of Trump and Britain's Brexiters. Prediction: Obama will fail, for rising ethno-nationalism and militarization of frontiers is baked in the cake if the West wishes to remain the West. And, of course, what he means is if the white race wishes to remain the white race. I can expound on that further, but that's what Pat Buchanan always means when he uses the word West. And then he goes, I'll skip all the way to the end. The whole thing is so brilliant. He goes through the hard numbers of our, you know, what you could say in a way is our declining numbers as white people. But let me say this about that. We're not declining, folks. You know, for some of our countries, our replacement rate is, we're below the replacement rate of 2.1 children per couple. But we are more numerous now than we've ever been. So I want to correct Pat Buchanan on his sort of his gloom about this. It's not that we're passing away. He writes, he says, the tribes that created the West are passing away. Well, Pat, you're wrong on that. We're not passing away. We're being swarmed. You know, back when Paul Fromm and I were kids, we constantly heard the liberals going on and on about the world has too many people, and they were seeking zero population growth, ZPG. That was the goal. That was the holy grail, if you could achieve ZPG. Well, guess what? The white race did achieve that. That's really where we're at. We're at ZPG. That doesn't mean we're disappearing. It just means we've decided to stabilize our population. The 200 million...
James, yeah? in much of Europe, it's well below ZPG.
Well, I know that. I know that.
Meanwhile, while many of my your peers and mine, and I know women who bought into that, and now they're in their 50s, and they're broken hearted. Then they'll never have children. While we were doing, in quotation marks, a responsible thing, the third world was breeding like the Energizer Bunny on steroids.
Exactly. But that's my point, Paul. You see, if we have 200 million white people in America, let's say that we were to decline to, over a period of decades, we were to decline to 170 million white people. Well, that's not disappearing. And it doesn't make the country unviable, or in fact, it makes it more wonderful. If 200 million white
people. James, for better or for worse, and I'd probably say worse, America fought World War II, and the nation then was 141 million people. And let's say 10% of those were Negroes. So whites were, my math may not be the swiftest, but let's say whites were 125 million people. So
yes.
As you say, even if we declined to 150, we'd still be a very viable nation.
Yes. No, we're not disappearing, and we're not effete, and we're not, neutered, we haven't been spayed, We're fine. The problem is not us. The problem is we're being swarmed by, as you say, people breeding like the Energizer Bunny. We're being swarmed. And the guilt and the problem is these people, these invading hordes of people with fertility rates of 6 and 4. And of course, the mathematics is devastating. It's horrendous. If you put a population with a fertility rate of 6 into a population of a fertility rate that we have of 2, you're going to be swamped. And we don't have anything to feel guilty about that we're not breeding like bunnies.
Right.
The problem is that the Africans, in spite of AIDS, they are swarming the world, and they are swarming us. So we have to defend ourselves. Now let's go to the end of the column where Pat's exactly right. Pat's got it right. Pat is kind of a sour, he's a little bit of a pessimistic person. And I just want to, I love Pat Buchanan, but I want to let him know that, no, we're not dying away. We're not, we're not weak and emaciated. If we have a couple that has one child, or we're still great, we'll always be great, as long as we don't get swarmed. He says, white America has begun to die. Well, Pat's wrong about that. We haven't begun to die. We have begun to be swarmed. And he says, now here's where Pat's right. He says, what has been tabled for discussion this year in Europe and America, tabled meaning it's been put on the table, folks, is the future of the West as an identifiable civilization to be cherished and defended by the peoples whose ancestors created it. And Obama's reverence for Islam notwithstanding, the West remains the greatest civilization of them all.
Yes.
Belatedly, Western man appears to have decided to defend the Shire, pull up the drawbridge, and man the parapets on the castle walls.
You got it right, Pat.
You got it right there, Pat. And then he says his final sentence. He says, as for Trumpism and the Brexiteers, Mr. President, in the words of Jimmy Durante, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Very good. James, I don't know if this is for real or not, but I just got something by email. It's called Trump's New Ad is a Good One. And it's got pictures of Bill Clinton with, well, there's the famous one of Monica Lewinsky, with various other women whom I don't recognize, many of them, you know, very busty and with low decolletage, and most of them quite good-looking. And here's what the pictures take up about three-quarters of the ad. And then it says, all we ask is that you do in 2016 what Bill's been doing his entire married life. Choose anyone but Hillary. I mean, it's quite clever. I don't know if it really is from the Trump campaign, but if it is, it's another zinger.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, Jamie, I'm George Trump here to chime in a little bit about the birth rate and whatnot.
Yeah.
We all lived through the 60s. Did you live through the 60s, James? Did you live through the 60s, Paul?
Yes, I did.
White people in America were breeding like rabbits. People were having 4 and 5 and 6 and 10 and 15 children. I was there. And the reason they could was because we had enough money to do it.
Yes.
We were employed. Thank you, Democrats and liberals and rats and whatever. They've made it economically difficult for whites to, you know, breed.
That's true.
Bring on Donald Trump, restore some factories, get some jobs, and white people, there will be so many bassinets filled with white babies, we will be crowded again.
Yeah, and then the point that I was making, George, is that when California had 10 million white people, it was a great, great place. When it had 20 million white people, it was a great, great place. It's whether we have 200 million white people in America or 150 million or 100 million or 180 million, we have a great, wonderful race.
And we're not 300 million.
Or 300 million. We're not dying out. And if our numbers decline a little bit, that's not a tragedy. It just means there's more room. Remember, let's go back to these liberals who are saying the world's too crowded. We don't have enough water. We don't have enough air. We're going to run out of food and everything else. Well, liberals, if we have more room and we have fewer people, we're fine. We're fine. And we've got a wonderful country. We don't need more people to fill it up. We don't have like jobs that will go unfilled. We do not need these people, these non-European peoples coming in. We have zero.
Said that, James. We keep hearing the canard. Oh my God! These are jobs that Americans don't want to do. That is the biggest bunch of BS liberal mantra.
Yeah. All that a lower population means, folks, is that we get paid more for the same job.
That's right. You can't get Americans to bus tables for $1 an hour. Of course. I refute this every time I travel in small areas, small town areas in the United States and Canada. You know, it might be Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. It might be Harrison, Arkansas. And who are the people, taking care of the rooms? The chambermaids and so on. White women. Who are the people bussing the tables and or waitressing, or waitering? White. boys and girls. It's not that people we won't do jobs. That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. We've taken care of ourselves. We've cleaned our own bathrooms. We've washed our own dishes for thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of years, folks. And we can continue to do it for tens of thousands of years. We don't need non-Europeans to do anything for us. We have zero need for these people. It's just
you know about those people the doomsters about the overcrowded planet. I would say the same thing to them that I would say to the Black Lives Matter. Hey, don't tell me about it. But for the Black Lives Matter, it's not white people that are going around shooting Negroes. The number one cause of death for young Negro males 15 to 30 is other Negroes wasting them. Go and tell your own people. Don't tell me. The same with the doomsters. Hey, don't tell us about overcrowding and overbreeding. Go and tell the third world.
Right. And Paul, and get this, though. See, that's the point I'm making, one part of it is this. The very same liberal loonies who told us we have too many people on planet Earth, okay, and so you better stop having so many babies, those same people are now telling us we don't have enough babies. These are the same people that are saying,
yes.
Well, you white people, you're not reproducing enough. That's why we need Mexicans and Nigerians and Somalians and Chinese, because you're
right.
So, in other words, folks, utter hypocrisy. Now, let's close out here. I want to get to your phone calls. And we had Anonymous in Virginia. John mentioned this question. Anonymous, are you there?
Here.
Hey, Anonymous, what's on your mind? I apologize to everybody. Callers, we're going to have to talk fast and be brief, but go ahead.
This is the Trump phenomenon, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, tell me what he's going to do for me.
He's going to save your race.
Okay, I am a white American.
Yes.
But now, is he going to change from corporate law to common law?
Okay, now, I don't even want to go down this road. I'll tell you why. Because the show and life aren't long enough to do it. I know what you're talking about, and if you have a couple hours and a cup of coffee, it's something you can talk about. But Donald Trump is going to secure our borders. Let's kind of cut to the really short. He's going to secure the border. That the invasion,
right.
the swarming
that.
Has to be stopped. Corporate law, common law.
But
friend.
When have the Democrats and the Republicans been any different from one another? They haven't been.
Donald Trump's a total outsider. That's right. They haven't. Donald Trump has upset the apple cart. And let me say this about common law, corporate law and so on. It's all going to be – it won't matter if we lose our borders. If we white people don't hang on to our country, it isn't going to matter what kind of law we have. It isn't going to matter whether we have a constitution, because it won't be our country anymore. We will be swarmed with alien peoples. And questions like common law or corporate law, to them, they go, what the heck do we care about that? We just want your country, senor. And so
I don't think it has anything to do with Mexican people, as we've just seen with Hillary Clinton. It has nothing to do with common law, corporate law. It has nothing to do with the Constitution, Bill of Rights.
It has to do with greed. These other peoples want what you have. They want the beautiful place that your people have built. They want to take it over. They want it for themselves. It's better than where they're coming from.
Correct. Well, coming from a local who's around New Jersey, from Donald Trump, you want to talk about greed, there's your man.
Who's your man?
Donald Trump. That's one greedy man right there.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, listen, Anonymous in Virginia.
Anonymous. Another Douglas Wonder.
Yeah, no.
I know people who he has screwed over.
Okay. Anonymous, take a long walk.
Get him out of here.
Get him out of here. Okay, let's go to somebody who's got a brain. Bill in Wisconsin, you're on.
Yeah, I appreciate the comments by John Stadmiller. Toward the end of his show, he gave us the same website, but he also gave a phone number. So I'd appreciate it if you'd look up quickly the phone number to call into the Trump Organization and give your opinion. We've been over Newt Gingrich If that's what's coming down the road, that's disaster. We know that. But today, Liberty group in Congress, some 50 strong, prevented a gun control bill that Trump had endorsed and got the NRA to support. There was a gal that called in your show a couple weeks ago, and James, you denied it up and down. Donald Trump is pro-Second Amendment, and I think so. But after the thing that went on down in Orlando, you know, he felt as though, well, we should do something. No, we shouldn't do anything on guns. No legislation.
Bill, so, Donald Trump is 24 karat gold.
I know what you're going to say. Now, give me the phone number so that I can call and say I want Jeff Sessions for vice president.
I'm going to look it up for you during the break. And then we're going to go to Scott in California and Frank in North Carolina. Everybody will have to talk fast. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back, folks. I'm going to cut right in here. No time for break music. Let me rush to a couple calls here. I hate to disappoint people when they try to call and I don't get them on the air. Let's go to Frank in North Carolina for a real quick comment. Frank, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks for getting me on.
I had a lot of information. I really wanted to get it out to your listeners tonight, but I know I'm not going to have time. But I did want to say that Wayne Madsen, who was formerly in charge of security at the National Security Agency of the United States of America, was on Alex Jones today. When he asked him about this latest finding of the FBI, he said, well, it was Israel. Israel pressured the FBI to back off of Hillary Clinton. And now I knew that 3 or 4 months ago. How come none of you guys ever knew that? And how come I had to wait for half an hour to get on your damn show to fucking say that?
Wait a minute, Frank. Come on. You're on the air and you're ungrateful. You're on the air, but you're ungrateful. Come on, stop it. Okay? Let's go to Scott in California. Scott, are you there?
Yeah, hello.
By the way, let me say this to Frank. Frank, that last little comment disinvited you from this show. Okay? That vulgarity on the air is not appreciated. Don't bother calling again. All right, Frank? You're talking down to people, you know, talking down to us. All right? You're insulting us. You're questioning our character. And you're swearing on my show. Please don't call again. Please stop listening. Okay? Thank you. Scott, you're on the air.
Hello, sirs. You can't possibly be excited about Trump as vice. I'm sorry, Gingrich, that retread as vice president.
We're not.
You please tell me you're not excited about that.
No, of course not.
We're not.
Of course we're not.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. Would you give that Trump number out? Somebody asked for it.
I don't have. I'm looking for it. Yeah, I'm looking for it.
We can't tolerate a Trump. I'm sorry, we can't tolerate a Gingrich, that old retread. You might as well put Kissinger in there for that matter.
Scott, hang on. Remember,
George
Scott,
found the number.
Yeah, but Scott, I don't have the phone number. I'm looking on the website while we're talking.
I can give it to you.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 646-736-1779. 646-736-1779.
And then, Scott, let me do this. Folks, stay focused. Donald Trump is the candidate. Donald Trump has to get elected in November. Newt Gingrich is not the subject. And sort of who gives a rat's ass, actually, about Newt Gingrich. But the point is, and this is a trait that we have as white folks. We, you know, Frank wants to argue. Who was this other guy that was just calling a second ago? We want to argue with ourselves. And we lose. Our enemies are swarming us while we're sitting here and arguing with ourselves.
The man who was insisting that Trump changed the legal system, I know what he's talking about. And it's a pipe dream, but the president couldn't do it. If he wants the American legal system changed, that would have to be done through legislation. Members of the House of Representatives.
We'll resume this tomorrow night.
Yeah.
But folks, let's stay focused on the big picture here.
I agree. Maybe
the only time in our lifetimes we've got a candidate who can actually save our race and save our people. We'll be back with more of this tomorrow night. We won't be here with Frank. See you tomorrow.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system,
The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.